Welcome to Healers of the Light Talk Show with your host, Joanna Basols, streaming live from Miami Beach, Florida, talking about metaphysics and healing methods. Dear friends, thank you for joining me again today. This is a pre-recorded episode because I am actually giving a workshop today in Deva Om Boutique. We are going to be working and releasing limiting ideas and ideologies and limiting ideas, blockages, everything that is in the mind is what we're going to be working in that workshop. And this is something that I will be talking about later on. That is part of a book that I'm writing that I think I mentioned last time, is The Planet of Ideas. And in this book, we are looking into the various layers of the mind to access them and to either release limiting ideas or actually help you in the creative process of finding ideas that are in tune with the purpose or the thing that you're looking to do, and how to go from the process of finding the idea all the way to manifestation. So I'm explaining how manifestation works from an elemental point of view, from a more metaphysical point of view, and how it really is the process in the mind of God. What happens in the mind of God when we have an idea, and what happens all the way to the manifestation in earth level or a physical level. So it is a very, very interesting overview because it helps you understand what happens really when you're in that creative process. And it also helps you understand how an idea was recorded in your mind in some way that then you think that is causing an effect, how these ideas have a life of their own, and explaining how they can be either good or bad. So this is something we'll talk in the next episode, and I'll make sure that I'll talk a little bit more about the book and all those. But that's what we'll do in the workshop. We also have this workshop available online. But definitely, if you have a chance to be part of our live workshops, please don't miss the opportunity. I don't know how long more I'll be doing those, because between the books and the radio and all these different engagements, and it might not be something that I can do much more, but I will always try to, of course, to, you know, have a little workshops here and there that we can all enjoy, and we'll have many more after other teachings come to me. I promise to release them as they come out, and right now I'm working and writing a few other things, and there's a lot of insight. So today, specifically, we're going to be talking about enlightenment or elevation of consciousness. This is a very interesting episode because from here, you will have a better understanding of what we do in all the teachings that I'll bring and all the things that we're working on. This is the main goal of every teaching of this higher consciousness is to actually elevate it. Elevate our consciousness, elevate our whole community consciousness, because we're trying to reach is the evolution of consciousness. This is a global thing, and this is not only happening in the earth level, but it's happening also in the universal level. Remember, as it is up, it is down. So in the entire universe, they're going through a whole restructuring of dharma. This is the order of things, how things work, and how things are perceived, and all that is changing, and that is being reflected at all levels in every microcosm, even including the earth level, including our bodies, including our minds. Every layer and every single thing is resonating in that same aspect. So if the universe goes through a change, every single thing that is contained in it will also go through a change, and it is the next round of evolution is what we're approaching. So we're kindly going to see what is what we are expected, or what is that it will help us be part of that instead of rejecting it or fighting it. Because many of us, or many people, are comfortable in a way they are right now, and are comfortable in the way they think, and are in a comfortable place where they think they already have everything. So something that comes in and says, well, now everything you know, it's going to change. So forget it all and let's start over again. Doesn't sound like a great idea. But this is how it is, especially in this time. For a long, long time, we were following old ideologies and old order. And it is necessary to act, and it's necessary to bring in aggressive changes to the world in order to catch up with the evolutionary changes. Luckily, we have influence of our sister galaxy, that is Andromeda. Andromeda is a seventh and ninth dimensional frequency being, because it is a being on its own. And its influence is helping us in this evolutionary process. So connecting to Andromeda helps us receive information that is much higher level than what we manage here. But that cannot be done just by simple ways of learning, and cannot be done just by simple meditation. You have to reprogram your transmitters and receptors in order to receive and give the information that comes and goes from you. There is no other way to do it at the time, unless you do obviously die and you're born again. Probably the people that are coming next, the children and the next generations, are already coming with this, observing these evolutionary changes, and they're going to be observing their body composition and functions will observe these changes. But if we are here and we have a way to do it, this is one of the ways. I'm not sure if there are other ways. This is the way that I know, and I'm trying to show it to you and show you how it works. And from there, we'll find out, you know, what else we need to do, because obviously it is an integral change. The shift affects, like I said, every single thing. It's not just what we know. It's not just our knowledge of things. It is also what we do, how we do it, when we do it. All that is supposed to change in order to observe evolution, and in order to observe higher consciousness and elevation of consciousness. Basically, it's commonly known as being awake. So if you want to be awake, you have to observe certain things. And this is something that I had to learn myself, because it's not that I was born awake. So I also had to observe, and I learned from God, and I learned from the Masters of Light that gave me all the insight that I needed in order to continue my evolution as a soul in this planet, and to be able to do what I need to do and teach what I need to teach and bring in the information that I'm supposed to bring. In order to do that, many changes were observed. And I want to share this with you, because since you guys that are listening, I'm sure that you're listening because you're interested in elevating your consciousness, and you're interested in healing methods, and you're interested in spirituality and all things metaphysical. So it is important that you know that there is more that goes with just that interest to help you in the evolutionary process. So beginning with the most obvious, which is the physical level, what do we do to our bodies is extremely important. Exercise, and not only any exercise really could be good, but it has to be in resonance to everything that you're doing, something that is balanced. Remember that we're trying to look for that meet point, for the balance point. So ideally, you're going to be doing something that is going to help you find the balance. Some activity that is enough to nourish your body, but at the same time, it helps you mentally and spiritually. So there are many practices that are out there that could help you accomplish this. And also it depends on your perspective, because obviously we have the use of yoga, that is an old order practice, but it has worked for many centuries. And even though it is outdated and as far as the new order techniques that are to come, but it is still a good practice for nourishing the body and soul and spirit. There are other things that you could do. Depends, like I said, on your perception. Like if you want to work out on some other thing that is probably a little bit more, doesn't involve so much spirituality, but if you do it in a way that it does nourish you. For example, when you go running, some people are experience like a high consciousness while they're running for a long period of time. So it all depends on your perception of what you're doing. Find out what is there that fits your consciousness at the time, because it will change. I went through so many different workout programs that were there for me at the time, until now I haven't done anything for a few months because I've been just in the creative process. But I feel the need of something that is balanced. Probably I will be back in yoga again, because I keep doing it and then coming back out and then doing something else, because I've been learning so many different things, and for that those things resonate better with other things. But I'm always trying to do some workout, some activity. And this probably will be what is next. I'm going to go back into yoga. And I also feel the need to possibly channel my own practice, because it feels like there is something that it will be a combination of a few things, probably a little bit more of a faster workout, but also more in-depth in what it has to do to the mind while working out. So I will come up with those ideas. As I promise to share anything that I receive in that sense, because I'm very curious to see what comes. Also, I've been receiving the message that I should probably practice dancing, but in a way that is probably more artistic, like perhaps a faster way of Tai Chi or something like that, that works with insight and also works in nourishing the body. So there are many things that you could probably experience in that sense of exercising. So definitely you have to do something to the body. It's not that we're all spiritual. We're also in this plane and we can't simply ignore the body. So that's first thing, working on the physical level. And while we're here, I'm going to add the nutrition part, because that's our connection between physical and astral level. Remember, everything we eat goes directly or influences directly our astral body as well. It feeds it. So it is important that we observe a vegan diet. And this is something I learned myself. I was not vegan a couple of years ago, but now I'm fully vegan and I feel the difference. And I don't think I could get to this level of thought with this clarity if I was not observing a vegan diet. It really makes me feel clear, and it gives me a lot of energy every day, and it's something that I think is cornerstone. You have to observe it in order to reach that higher consciousness. Plus, I don't think that it's possible to be conscious and awake and still eat animals, knowing that what that represents. So a sign that you still need to work on your ascension of consciousness is possibly that you're still eating meat. It is just not possible. Just the thought of it, I can't do it. You know, it will be impossible for me to even get close to a piece of meat. So that happens when you are actually awake and realize what you're doing. So that's a good sign if you're already observing a vegan diet. Otherwise, try to do it. It's not that difficult. After a few days, you don't even care for it. You feel so good that it's not needed anymore. And there are more and more vegan options out there that are available. And people are waking up. People are realizing that this is needed and that this is something that it really helps improve their lifestyle. And about the B12 thing, I'm telling you that there are many other things out there that could be causing you more harm to your nervous system than not eating B12, like all the alcohol and coffee and things that you're probably drinking could be causing more harm to your nervous system than not ingesting B12. Plus, you can also research, even in Google, because now there's more research about this, that B12 is naturally produced as a coenzyme in our own mouth when we chew food. And it's not something that we ingest from an external body. It would be impossible that with the perfection that the human body has been created, that it was not giving all that is needed within itself. That would just be like a flow and nothing fails in the universe. So this would be really absurd for us to think that we need to eat something else outside that we don't have it within ourselves. It doesn't make any sense. Plus, look at a horse or look at a cow, how they're muscular and big, and all they eat is grass. And they eat it all day, then go eat grass all day. So I'm sure that that should be enough. And all these foods that have a lot of energy, like grass, like all green foods, have chlorophyll, and the chlorophyll is an integrated process. As you know, it receives the energy of the sun, and then through the osmosis with the water and all that, produces the chlorophyll that feeds the plant. So that energy of the sun is accumulated in the plant, and the energy that is there is bigger than any piece of meat that you can eat anywhere. Also, you can combine it in different ways that it is easier to digest, and for that there is plenty of literature and plenty of information online that you can look into. You can look into what foods go well with each other to make sure that the nutrients are absorbed in a better way. And also, you can get in the habit of, in the morning, first thing, you can have an extract of raw vegetables. Usually that has all the vitamins that you need for the day. And I said an extract because it's better than a blended one, because in a blended one, probably there is too much fiber and less nutrients. But if you have an extractor, like a juicer or masticator, or one of those things that take out all the vitamins from the vegetables, you can simply use that in the morning. A glass of that will give you all the vitamins that you need. And then throughout the day, make sure that you eat at least one raw food. And then you can also have grains if needed. But ideally, raw foods will help or will give you all that you need. And I do eat some cooked foods at night. I prefer that at night. And then lunchtime, I'd rather eat something raw or something like salads or other fruits. But definitely make sure that chlorophyll is in your diet. And do some research and see what vitamins are there in each different vegetable and different fruits and try to have those. Plus, this is the future. I am sure that you probably are seeing people talking about this and just seeing, you know, what's happening in the world with all the climate change and all these things, that this is the future. You have to be self-sustainable. This is something that would allow you to have to grow your own food at home. Now I even saw that IKEA is selling those refrigerators to, like, incubators for vegetables, so you can grow your own food even if you're in an apartment, which is, I think that's excellent. Also, I think something probably will come soon where someone starts developing those containers that are, I don't know if you've seen the project that is going on in New York or New Jersey, I don't know, where they have this growing facilities in containers that are like those big like truck containers, and they are using those to grow hydroponic vegetables, and then they're sold everywhere. Well, I think that's something that possibly people can even rent in the future, that if you don't have access to have your own at home because you live in an apartment, and they could definitely grow their own vegetables there. And if you have a home, then you can always socialize that way. Somebody should come up with a website of exchange of vegetables, because here at home I have a ton of avocados and things, and they always usually go bad. I try to give them away to the neighbors, and it's changing for some mango. But so it's something that you could possibly do. And sometimes I see on Facebook or so, people say, oh, we want to exchange avocados or something like that. Because here in Florida, we have a season that is like avocados are everywhere, and mangoes or coconuts. I have more coconuts that I know what to do with those. So it would be cool that people start being more conscious and start thinking of ways of exchanging vegetables and eating more vegetables than only vegetables, because this is the way. At some point, we won't have the luxury of eating animals, because we will have endangered or eliminated every species in the world, and we need to start helping the body to evolve towards that. Plus, it's not even needed, and not only that, but it blocks your connection with higher self, it blocks your connection with the divine. That B12 totally blocks your connection. I wouldn't be able to receive this high knowledge, gnosis, and information if I would not observe a vegan diet. So I'm just giving you that information in case it helps you in any way. That's what is helping me, and it is something that throughout some of the newer teachings that I'll bring, it must be observed in order to even apply healing after reprogramming, where I'm going to be teaching some other energetic healings. And it is part of that, that we should observe vegan diets. Also in the Ascension program, that is something that can be learned as well. And I have that open and available to anyone that would like to learn about Ascension. That is something that I teach. It doesn't cost anything. It's just a way of living, but involves, you know, observing these practices of vegan foods. So that's important, and I wanted to make sure that you know it. So moving forward, I was mentioning that the stomach or the food that we ingest is directly connected to the astral world. And that's because right there in our stomach, we have our golden cord that connects us to the astral body. And it feeds it directly, like when the mother has a baby in its womb and is connected through the umbilical cord. The same way we have our old golden cord that comes right from our belly button and connects, not the belly button, but that area, and connects us directly with the astral body. Like if it was our own child, is connected to the astral body, and it's fed by these foods that we give the body. And the more, the greener foods and life foods we give it, the stronger it becomes. And you'll be able to perform many more spiritual practices that involve astral healing and involves astral projection and all these other things, because that will definitely help strengthen the body. And also the astral body. So it's a win-win. So these things are important to observe. We have talked about food, and we also talk about exercise. So now moving on to the more ethereal part, we're going to be talking about thoughts. It is important for your evolution and elevation of consciousness that you know how to clear your thoughts and how to dominate your thoughts. So that's why I am writing this book about the book of mind, where we enter the different levels of the mind to understand how to eliminate certain thoughts. Sometimes we tend to think the worst thing, or we tend to immediately attract a negative thought that comes out of nowhere. And sometimes we just have flashes of thoughts that are negative and they affect us. And so that's something that we need to learn how to dominate. And there are simple exercises that we can practice every day in order to gain strength in our muscle, in our mind muscle. It's like a muscle, because you have to practice in order to achieve better practice, better use. So by trying at least a few minutes a day, every day, and several times a day, the fact of simply not having any thoughts in your mind, sit there, sit anywhere comfortably, and by just trying to be present without any thoughts in your mind, at least for a few seconds at first, and add 1 minute every time that you practice this exercise throughout the day. It is quite complicated. It was quite difficult. At first, I don't think I could remain without a thought for the first 10 seconds. And it took me about a couple weeks to make it to 30 seconds. And possibly now, I think I'm more proficient at it, and I can just not think of anything and just be for a long period of time. So that's where you want to go. That's the point where you're going to be yourself. And that's the point where you're going to be yourself without any interference of thought. But thoughts are sometimes just it's like we were perceiving things or frequencies that are in the earth. So it's like we are this antenna, and things and frequencies of the earth are just happening, and we grab them. And that's why random thoughts come to our mind, because thoughts and mind space, remember, we have that of the humankind that we all share. That's a space that is not only in our mind and no one knows what we're thinking. That's why anyone could actually read your mind, because those thoughts are outside. They belong to anyone. And the same way, we have access to the universal mind. That's where we access the truth and the real, the truth, basically. That's where we access it in the ether. And it also, that is the same, not the same principle, but the same essence, I would say, for the human mind. So both of them, you have the option to access them from a certain mental space that is triggered by a mental wave. So depending on how deep in your meditation you are, you can either access the regular human level mind, or you can access the universal mind. And that's something that we see in the book. And I always like to reach those mental states with the use of words instead of meditating. I've always had trouble, like, actually reaching anything with meditation because I'm a little bit impatient. And I think that that was needed because I found a way to skip hours and hours of meditation and get into the same point just by saying a paradox and saying words that are going to take me into the right place mentally. And I will accomplish the same thing. So in seconds, I will probably accomplish the same thing that someone does for meditating for an entire hour. Now, of course, it probably feels good to meditate, but I'd rather connect and then meditate purposely for the whole hour, not try to connect for a whole hour. So it works for me, and I promise to share it with you also. Possibly it won't be the next episode, but it will be the one after, because I'm doing this, I'm doing a little road trip. I'm going from Switzerland to Bulgaria with my best friend, John. We're driving and visiting some different cities. I think it is needed. Also, it happens too much with a Mercury retrograde, which is probably not a good time for receiving information and connecting. So ideally, that's the time where I take off and I do a few things of personal interest. And everything really is personal interest, and also ends up showing to in everything else you do, because I'm sure I'll come back with some other activations from just visiting those beautiful places and the experience of being outside of the house for a long time and coming back into appreciating that, both either not being home and being home at the same time. So those things happen when we travel. That's why traveling is so important. It's like a awakening, and activations always happen there. And so I'm sure that you have plenty experiences when that has happened to you. I can remember every time I come back from a trip, even if it's short, even if it's not too far, just by being away of the routine, you're able to see things clearly for the first time or for a while. Then you can actually take action. And that's something that impresses me. And that's, I feel like I crave that. I crave just taking a trip to somewhere to do that. But now I found a way to do that within myself. And actually, I haven't gone anywhere in a while. But I found a way to meditate with my special words to create the mental states. And in that place, realize what I'm doing. So I think we should all try to get to this place. And I think that's probably the goal of meditation in general, is to disconnect from what you're doing. Because sometimes we're just doing, and not observing what is happening around us. And that's probably the worst we can do. We should get into the habit of at least once a day, take the time to disconnect and connect at the same time. Disconnect from the human world, disconnect from your routine, and connect to the higher source, connect to the ether. That's where the answers are, that's where the truth is, the truth of the universe. Make sure that you're not connected to just the human level mind, but you're connected to the universal mind. And there you'll find the answers that you're looking for, and you'll find just peace. And if you just don't need any answers, but you just want to find peace, that's where it is. It's a very peaceful place. You'll be back, and you'll be able to go back to whatever you're doing with a total different mindset, because you'll feel reset. You'll feel like, oh, okay, now I can go on with my day. And that's what is beautiful about that. And, so we have observed three different things. We mentioned the physical body, exercise, we mentioned nutrition, and we mentioned also thoughts. These three things are very important in order to help us elevate our consciousness. We have to work on this. These are things that we have to definitely dominate in order to reach the next level of consciousness. We can't just work in one. We can't just be all day meditating, but then go eat a piece of meat and not work out, because we're a whole integral body. We have our body, we have our mind, we have our soul, and we have a spirit, and we can't just nourish one and ignore the others, because we're going to be in imbalance, and we're never going to accomplish anything that way. So make sure that everything that you observe, everything that you do that is going towards awakening, is going towards consciousness. There is no better feeling. It's a bittersweet feeling, actually, awakening, because you realize what you did when you were not awake, and it feels bad because, you know, you should have been awake, but you were not. So at the same time, you have a little compassion for yourself and say, well, I did not know that I was doing that. Now that I am awake, the good thing is that from now on, I will not allow myself to fall into those behaviors or thoughts or actions anymore, because I am now awake and I'm now conscious of what's happening. And it is like a chance that life is giving you to do that now. There has never been many more tools like there are now to help you accomplish that. And it's a pretty simple process, but it does require that you do something. You have to have some discipline. Not everything is so easy. Like, you're not going to be sitting on your couch and enlightenment is going to come to you like delivered. You know, you have to do things. You have to set your intention. You have to show the universe that you're conscious, that you're awake, that you're trying, and things will just happen. You know, you have to nourish everything, your body. You have to make sure that you're eating raw foods and vegan foods, and make sure that you're thinking positive thoughts. And that doesn't mean that you can't react to someone if somebody is attacking you, but you react from another point of view. You're not going to react because you're not going to be connected to the frequencies of the low frequencies of the earth. You're not going to start a fight or something like that. You're going to act from a place of understanding, and you're going to act from a place of calm. And it will be a completely different conversation than before, because even if the person is trying to attack you, we have to try to develop our boundaries and our callus to people that are not awake and they are connected to the low frequencies of the earth. And also, it's important for us to notice when this happens and try to stay away from this kind of people, because if they have their own paths of awakening, and it is not fair for either them or you to be exposed to their energy. If they don't want to be conscious, then they can continue to do what they do. It's their choice, but it is also your choice to remain next to people that are poisonous like that. So it is all choices in life. We have all these marvelous choices and options, and if you don't have the option of just removing yourself from that space or from sharing that same space with that person, you can at least choose how will this relationship will affect you. Say it's your parents or someone that you can really go escape from at this moment. So at least you can choose to change your perception about the way that they interact with you. So if the person is usually in a bad mood and is trying to change your day in a negative way, what you do simply is not feel affected by it. And how do you reach that point? By at least meditating one or two times a day in this, going to this mental space of where there are no thoughts and where you can be yourself. That will give you the strength that you need, and that will give you the necessary tools to feel that place where you belong. And it will be harder and harder for anything else to remove you or make you change that feeling of just oneness and calm. So it is important that you develop that practice. And we can do it in a few different ways. Like I said, I prefer the use of frequency words. And soon when I release the book, you will have all the words that I use to connect for the mind levels. And probably in one of these episodes, I will also give out some of those to practice while we're listening. But also you can do is try to balance your own elements by breathing and by imagining the elements at the same time. So we do a combination of both, right? We have the four elements of the earth, because that's where we are interacting with in earth level, and we're going to try to balance our elements from that place. We're going to imagine, for example, the element of water. We're going to imagine the qualities and quantities of the elements of water, and we're going to breathe in and out the element of water 5 times. So we breathe in the water from all our pores, and not only our mouth and nose, but everywhere. Like, imagine that you're breathing in the water from every part of your body 5 times. So once you do that, you will be balancing the element of water. But make sure that you also breathe out, because we're just letting the element of water come in through our body, and we're going to keep what is needed. That's a very, very good way to balance your elements. It may not be as integral as what we do in reprogramming, but it will definitely help you in a daily basis. You may have to do it every day. It's temporary, but it at least helps you in some way. So we balance the element of water by breathing in and out. And we do the same thing with fire, earth, and air. And we do probably not more than 5 times. That's all we need, especially if you are not proficient working with the elements. We don't want to need to recharge our bodies or our minds and organs too much. We just need to balance. And from that place, we'll be able to interact with other people in a better way. So you can practice this first thing in the morning. It actually gives you a lot of energy. So you might want to do it in the morning when you wake up, before you go to work or before your day starts. And that will give you enough energy and enough balance to start your day. Other things that helped me in the path of elevating consciousness were managing my elements, being the one that determines what I'm going to eat was very important. So veganism really, really helped. But not only that, also other things like drinking alcohol. I didn't realize how much it affects your consciousness. But it makes total sense, because drinking alcohol brings down your consciousness levels and puts you in a very, I'm totally sure that it just helps, or not helps, but it brings you in a totally different dimension. So when you drink, sometimes you don't remember anything the next day. It's like you went to another place. You were not even yourself while you were doing it. Why do you want to do that? You don't want to be yourself while you're here. Something else is bothering you then. It's the first sign that you want to disconnect. You don't want to be who you are. You don't want to be with the people that you're with. It's the fact of drinking alcohol. So that's one of the things that really, really helped me elevate my consciousness was just completely quitting alcohol. Plus the sugar in it also is bad at all levels for all functions in your body. I'm telling you that it's just a habit, because after just a couple of weeks, and if you just carry like a glass of water in your hand, that's all that actually your body and your brain will associate with the act of drinking. It doesn't really care for what is in the glass. It only cares for the fact of having something in your hand and having that repetitive conduct of having something in your hand and sipping things. So grab a glass of water, or do like even sparkling water or something like that, and that will cover the social aspect of it. You can still go out and spend time with friends, and instead of drinking alcohol, you drink water, and they will probably notice. And if they notice and they have a say, then you need new friends. Let me tell you that people should support the things, positive things that you're trying to do. And if you don't have people that are supporting you, and they're supporting you and they actually want to take you in the opposite ways, it's time to reevaluate that friendship. What is the only need to be with someone is to there to drink. And like that, I think I was able to realize that many of the people that I was sharing time with were only there for that. And they were only there for that and not for anything else that was of interest to me. So very, very fast after that, there was nothing in common. There was nothing that I really would like to talk about the matter with a person or that group of people. And, the relationship just starts fading. But it's not a problem, because then you start actually creating other relationships where then it's so interesting to talk to the person that you don't need to be drunk, or you don't need to try to find ways to not be present. The other way around, you will want to be aware, because the conversation is so interesting that you actually want to pay attention. You want to be there. So that's the people that you need to surround yourself with. People that makes you want to be there. Why are you surrounded with people that you don't want to be around, so you have to be drunk in order to stand their company? What point does that make? So that was something that I had. I didn't realize that at first. Of course, these all were requirements that I remember. I started remembering that I had to do this in order to achieve my higher consciousness, and that's why I did it. And I don't think that anything could have done a biggest change than this. Just realizing the fact that, yes, you're spending a lot of time with people that don't really have anything to say that you really want to hear. So why would you even be there, right? So that opened the door to doing other things that were more interesting now, and they were actually more nourishing for all my growth, and also for the people that I'm actually interacting with now, because now they also get to hear interesting things, and you know, you can that way help each other in that sense. And I'm telling you, you're not missing anything. You feel so much more energy throughout the day, and there's no ups and downs of depression and happiness and this weird feelings day after and just not remembering things. It's not necessary. There's no higher consciousness in drinking alcohol. So if anyone pretends to be a spiritual master or like a guru and is drinking alcohol on a daily basis, probably you need to question, or simply, you know, maybe find another guru. I'm telling you, many people are funny how they pretend to be so spiritual and how they are so awake, but yet they don't want to change their use of things that are toxic. How can someone be a role model of something and they're consuming toxic products? How is that seen right? And there were many people that thought, you know, oh, that's so boring. But then I look at their lives and I'm like, I'd rather be boring for your perception, but I'd rather have my life, you know, than the life that they have, because they are just, you know, drinking the whole time. And that's probably, they're boring because their life might be boring. It's not because what we're doing is boring. I don't feel that I'm bored. I do so many things. I have no break in the day. I mean, at the end of the night, I'm just done for the day. So maybe if someone has a boring life, needs to drink to be out of that space and just like be knocked out, possibly that what they need to do is reevaluate what they're doing. And that would be something that we could possibly do. I will be glad to walk through maybe with some of my clients that are trying to leave drugs. And I still haven't had a case of alcoholism, but I'm sure that soon, if I have it, I will put up there the case study of releasing alcoholism. Or I can, well, because I was not alcoholic, I only had a glass of wine like a week, but even that I had to give up in order to attain higher consciousness. So there's not like a balance, or like only like you can drink a little bit. There is not a little bit damage to your body. There is yes or no, and that I can tell you. I try to just tell to in my growth, I was just talking to God, and I was saying, maybe I can just have a glass of wine at dinner. And like, I felt, you know, the answer be absolutely not. There is no such thing as you're going to do a little bad to your body. It's like you're doing bad to your body or you're not. So how conscious are you of what you're doing to yourself? There's not such thing as a little bit of bad. So it's not like I'm going to eat a little bit of meat. You're either good or bad, and that's the way it is in the universe. They don't see it as if you eat a ton of meat or you only eat like a slice of ham one day. They see it the same way, because it is the act of not being conscious what matters. So, and it doesn't really mean that you're bad, but what I'm trying to say is that you're not conscious, and this is it will reflect in all your other levels. Remember that what I just said, as it is up, it is down, and as it is in, it is out. So the way that you act, if you act with consciousness, then you will attain consciousness in all your other levels too. It is something that reflects everywhere else. So by acting with consciousness, you're showing the universe that you actually are looking and you're ready for higher level consciousness, and you will get that wisdom and you will get that insight because you deserve it. It doesn't just happen because you read a lot of books or went to a training class and that and continue acting the way you were acting before. That's never going to happen. So if you're really serious about your spiritual development, then you should observe all these other things that I'm telling you. And this is a shortcut because all these things that I'm telling you, it took me 25 years to realize. So hopefully you're listening to this today. And if you are, it's because you're probably ready to do it, but you just didn't know how to start. So this is the way. The way is to observe vegan diet, observe a diet without alcohol, and work out and keep good environment around you of people that are positive or people that are not trying to cause you any harm in any levels, and also your thoughts should be as clean as possible. So that's another thing that we can work on, and I'll probably develop this further in the book also, because I realized that not everyone has the possibility to remove themselves from certain situations because there are other factors involved. So I'll develop a little bit more and how we can find that place within ourselves. And at least you can start with the meditations that I'm telling you. Balance your elements in the morning. And if you observe this eating and these behaviors, you will definitely get there much faster. And you will see the difference. You will feel good. You'll make sure you will feel like nothing really bothers you that much. You're not affected by things of the low levels of the earth. And that feeling itself, I wouldn't change it for any other feeling of anything else. And the feeling that, and the fact of then relating yourself to other people that actually have something good to bring to your life, because they're people that probably are in the same search as you are, it is amazing. I mean, I'm sure that we don't evaluate, and I'm not telling you to judge, but I'm telling you to evaluate, which is completely different. Judging, you make a resolution about something, but in evaluating, you're just seeing what are the advantages for me and for the other person of this relationship. Are there any advantages? What are the negative aspects of it? And then you decide, is this something that I should take action and probably start letting this fade in some way, gently removing yourself from a situation that is toxic? These people don't respect the fact that you want to do something positive and they keep trying to push you in the other direction. Like sometimes your parents or someone that in your family, they're, you know, in the really old ways of thinking, and they're like, oh no, you have to eat meat or something like that. And in that case, well, don't go with them for lunch, you know, meet, gather with them for some other thing, or eat before you go to visit them. I mean, there are things that you can do. It's not like there are no options. If you really want something, you'll find a way. I'm telling you, this is not like you can't make a decision on your own on how to act. And this, all this needs to be observed in order to help you with your enlightenment and with your spiritual development. It really is like almost a little bit of a hypocrite conduct to think that you can talk about spirituality and talk about all these things, but in the same token, you're not doing that with your own life. You're not awake. Well, what gives you the rights to talk to people in that way then, you know? And this is a time where people are searching for the path. So I think that it's important that we realize how integral it is, how it should be in all levels, because everything that we do inside will reflect outside, and the same way everything that happens in the universe will reflect in you. So this is something that you need to keep an eye on. And another thing that you need to possibly, it will definitely help you, because definitely changes the way your brain waves work, is sugar. If you can quit on sugar completely, it will make a total change on the brain waves and will allow you to be in a more, it's like a more alert. I would say you're reaching alpha waves faster and in the right times. So it definitely makes a total change. That was probably one of the things that I gave up last, but it made such a difference in keeping the balance. It's like, you know, you always hear about sugar rush and how children should not be given sweets at certain times because then they get this rush and they are like a little bit intense. So that would take us out of balance. It's just, it happens to all, not just children, but parents are observing that because they want the kids to be quiet. But the same thing happens to us. We might not say it, but we feel this feeling of anxiety when we ingest sugar. And what is the need for it? Like, do you really need to ingest sugar? So the control of your elements comes from yourself first, and the mastery of those elements in yourself will reflect then in the mastery of the elements outside. Remember, as it is in, is out. So once we have mastered our own bodies, our own actions, then we are ready to say, okay, now I think, or now I'm ready for a higher consciousness. Now I'm ready for a higher communication with higher realms. But it's something that you have to earn. And many people probably think that they have this right, and they call themselves that they are gurus and they're masters and this and that. And because they have just copied probably something that someone else is saying, but you are the one who can choose your own actions, and you can be your own master at that point. And that's what also I've been trying to teach everyone, is like, you can learn things directly. And I even teach the classes by DNA activation, which means I'm not teaching anything. I'm just helping you activate, and you learn your own teachings yourself. You'll find your own ways. You just need to be connected. And after that, you receive the wisdom that you need directly. So it's really all you need. You'll find that way. You'll find that way soon, as soon as you start practicing this that I'm telling you. And if you are interested in ascension, which is the higher levels of consciousness, even to a higher level, you must definitely observe all these things that I've been saying. There is no way, it's not possible to go higher in ascension levels if you're not observing any of this. I mean, try any Buddhist monk, see what they're eating, and see if they're not conscious of the nature that is around them. They are probably a good example of mastery of the elements of the body, because they really try to be conscious of what they eat, what they do, what they say. They practice silence, which is something that many of us should also do throughout the day. Practice silence. Sometimes you don't need to be and listen to music or just being loud, and practice being present. If you're going running, you're going walking, you don't need to be listening to music. Turn it off and be present, because that makes it a total different thing. One thing, you're just distracted. But in the other thing, you are yourself. You're walking while being yourself. It's a totally different thing. I used to be the one with my headphones and running on the beach. And one day I felt the need to just not take it with me. And I think I had the most pleasant experience of walking in that path that I probably walked a thousand times before. It was a new place. I felt like I had never been there before in that way. And it was the thing that I do 3 times a week, probably, to walk my dog along the beach. And we do it all the time. And from that day, I said, it is different. I feel like I'm actually here. And I decided to do that. And if I want to listen to music, I choose a moment where I sit on the couch and I'm listening to music, but I'm not doing other things. And the same thing you should do with eating. Don't take it lightly. Put your intention in food. That's probably one of the strongest, it's one of the ways that you can infuse energy with more accuracy, is through the food. So grab your food and say thank you to it. And you can say a little prayer to the food, saying how you're thankful for this food and how you want to find the ways to elevate your consciousness, and just, or put some kind of energy there, like focus, or you want to be more balanced. You can talk to the food and say that, and put that intention into it, and then eat the food, and then feel like you already accomplished what you asked the food to do. You put in that in your body, and that's your communication with the astral world, remember? So then that message is going to resonate in the entire universe. You can do that with your water too. You can grab your glass of water and you say the water what you want and put your intention to it and drink the water. And you will see how things are different. You can do that experiment with plants. You can grab two plants and infuse the water of one with peaceful thoughts and or love thoughts and love words, and in the other one just not do anything. We don't want to harm it. We just don't say anything. And we put the water into each one and see which one grows faster and which one grows bigger. You will see that definitely the one that you infused with love words and thoughts, it is growing bigger than the other. But well, I really hope that you're listening to this, because this is very, very important cornerstone episode for anyone looking to increase their levels of awareness, their awakening, and they want to elevate their consciousness. You must observe diets and habits and things that are in tune with that, because there is not such thing as just acting from the outside and what about the inside. You have to be completely fair and do it in all different levels. So hopefully you're there and hopefully you listen to this. And I will share the article in different ways, because I think this is really important. And if you would like to discuss or you have a comment, feel free to email me at info@healersofthelight.com. And I really wish you a great week, and we'll see you next week. Thank you for listening to Healers of the Light Talk Show. This and every Thursday at 4 p.m. Pacific Time and 7 p.m. Eastern Time with your host, Joanna Basols. Feel free to send us a request at info@healersofthelight.com. And also follow us on Facebook to know more about our programs, facebook.com/healersofthelight. Also, you can visit us on our website, healersofthelight.com.